Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I don't get Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum is still remaining out of the public eye because of his dyed hair. Last week, he had Mose Moots, the barber, touch up his hair a bit to make him look more attractive to Miss Emily. But unfortunately, it came out a coal black. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in their Jotham Down store still trying to undo the barber's dye work. Listen.
Look at my hair again. Look at it good this time, Abner.
Well, I'm looking at it. Well, look at me, look at it.
Well, don't it look no different to you? Don't it look just a little bit lighter?
No. Looks just as black and green as ever, Lum. Looks blacker, if anything, I believe.
Oh, for goodness sake, I was feared of that.
Well, what, did you do something to it?
Yeah, I put a whole lot of turpentine on it last night.
Turpentine?
Yeah.
Doggies.
I know you can get paint off of stuff with turpentine sometimes, so I figured it might get shut of some of this dye in my hair, but, well, it just looks like it never worked.
No. About the only thing that sort of makes you smell like a new painted house is about all I can see.
Well, that ain't the only thing. I had to run myself down and catch me after I put it on there.
Well, I ain't surprised. Ain't surprised.
Oh, I'm ruined. That's all they are to it. That varmint Mose Moots. Why did he have to make a mistake and dye my hair this color?
Don't ask me. I never had nothing to do with it.
I'll learn to cut my own hair before I'll ever set foot in his barber shop again.
Well, Elizabeth will be glad to cut it for you, Lum. She does a pretty good job on me and Papa. Just give her a bowl and a pair of scissors. She can cut hair.
I know. I've saw some of her haircuts. Look at you.
I can't.
Granny's.
Huh?
Why do these things have to happen to me? I'm a good man. I try to live right. Don't harm nobody. Honest and upright in all my dealings. What's wrong with me, anyways?
Well, to begin with, Lum, you're always trying to be something.
I never asked you for no opinions. Oh. I'm having enough trouble as it is. Do you know what's happened to me now?
Yeah. Your hair's been dyed black.
I mean something besides that. I knowed it was going to happen sooner or later, too.
What's that, Lum? What is it?
Well, Miss Emmeline called up Sunday afternoon and asked me for a date.
Ask you for a date?
Yes, sir.
Hmm.
This woman's club she belongs to is giving an old-time dance Tuesday night, and they're all supposed to invite the men folks, and, well, she invited me.
Oh, well, good for you. Well, that's wonderful, Lum. Well, you're sure doing all right with her now, ain't you?
Oh, yeah, I'm doing fine. The big chance I've been waiting for final comes along, and now I got to turn it down.
Turn it down?
Why, sure. I can't dance all evening with my hat on.
Oh, no. Men folks ain't supposed to wear hats. Women folks do sometimes. You might wear a sunbonnet, Lum.
Sunbonnet?
Yeah.
Wouldn't I look fine dancing around there with a sunbonnet on?
Yeah, no, that wouldn't look so good with that handlebar mustache of yours. That's right.
I thought about a fascinator, but that won't work.
No.
Well, I just ain't going. I know I ain't going to let nobody see me with my hat off. I know that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Your hair.
If I ain't the unluckiest human that ever lived, I do not know who is. Do you realize this is the one opportunity I've been waiting for?
Yeah.
Ever since I met Miss Emmeline, I've been wanting to get a chance to show her what a good dancer I am. If my dancing won't impress her, nothing will.
Oh, yeah, you can dance all right, sure. I've never saw nobody could beat you at the two-step. I'll say that for you.
Oh, yeah, no, there's one thing I know I can do good.
Yes, sir, when them fiddles start up, they ain't nobody can outcap you crow-hopping around the floor, Lum.
Crow-hopping?
Yeah.
I don't crow-hop around the room.
Well, crow-hopping, it looks like to me some kind of hopping. I don't know.
That was one time I had my galluses hooked up backwards.
Oh, well.
I sort of glide over the floor.
Well, whatever it is, you sure do it. You can come nearer to doing a waltz and a kangaroo hop at the same time than anybody I ever seen in my life.
You just never did dance with me.
And
I've had compliments.
Well, I know it. I'm trying to say you're a good dancer, Lum. Ain't nobody can pump his arm higher and lower than you can when you once get started.
And count louder.
Yeah.
And the best part of it is that it just comes natural to me, too.
Yeah, I like the way you sort of grab a woman and pump your arm up and down 3 or 4 times to get the time of the music before you start your feet to moving.
You don't make no mistakes that way.
No, sir. Take me, for instance. I can't pump my arm half as high or fast either one as you can.
Well, you're too short, Abner. That's your trouble.
Short?
It takes a tall man to be a good dancer. Like me.
Yeah, well, you're the envies of every feller in town to dance. Well, I wished I was you to dance, even.
And to think Miss Emmeline's going to have to miss out on all of that. Dad, blame it anyway. Why am I so unlucky?
Well, Lum, you ought to be able to figure out some way to get that dye off in your hair, surely.
Yeah, I don't know what it'd be.
Well, I know, just wait a minute. Why don't we just throw a batch of flour on your head?
Flour?
Yeah, that'll lighten your hair up, make it look gray again. Just rub some flour on it.
I thought about that, but I know it won't work. I'd get to twirling around the dance floor there, and that flour'd blow right off my head. Look like a sandstorm.
Yeah.
More than likely, blow right in Miss Emmeline's eyes.
Huh.
No, that ain't no good.
Yeah, might get to perspiring there and wind up with a cake or a loaf of bread on top of your head, too.
Ain't no use.
Now, there ought to be something.
I've studied this whole thing over, and there's just one answer. I can't go to the dance.
Well, now, wait. Let's think it over now, don't you?
I've done thought it over. My mind's made up. You've got to get on the phone and tell Miss Emmeline I can't go.
I've got to tell her.
Yeah. I couldn't do it myself, Abner. It'd just break my heart to hear the disappointment in her voice.
She'd be sad, huh?
Oh, yeah. I know I'd choke up and wouldn't be able to say nothing. You know, you'll have to do it for me.
Well, Lum, I don't know what to say to her.
Abner, please do this for me. Just this one thing. It's all I'll ever ask you to do as long as I live.
Well, I'd be proud to help you, Lum, but now...
Please, Abner. I'll sweep the store out or do anything else you want me to. Honest I will.
Yeah. All right. You better stand right beside me, though, and tell me what to say now.
Yeah, I'll do that.
I don't even know how to start it. Uh-oh.
What was the matter? Was the line busy? Somebody talking?
Yeah, a couple of women folks jabbering away there. Well, just looks like we can't call Miss Emmeline after all.
Well, them women ain't going to talk all day long.
I don't know. They come pretty close to it sometimes.
Well, try them again. I don't want to put this thing off no longer than I have to.
Well, couldn't we wait till tomorrow, Lum?
The dance is tomorrow. I got to be fair and let her know as quick as I can.
Oh, sure, yeah, that's right. She'll need some time to find somebody else to take, won't she?
Well, yeah, sure. Somebody else?
Why, sure, she won't want to sit at home just because you can't go.
Granny, that's right, ain't
it? Why, of course not.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that. Well, I'm more unlucky than ever. Granny's.
Yeah, better try the phone again, I reckon.
Well, wait a minute, Admiral. Let's think this over some more.
Yeah, still flapping her jaws.
Yeah, that's good. I might want to reconsider my plans here anyway.
Shh, be quiet, now. Be quiet. This is interesting.
Abner, hang up that phone. You oughtn't to listen that away.
I'll hang up in just a minute.
Abner, that ain't polite.
I know it ain't.
What are they saying?
Shh, just a second.
Who is it?
I'll tell you in a minute,
Abner. Abner, you better hang up.
Wait a minute, Mom. I dog as long as this is your lucky day.
Lucky day?
You ought to hear what I just heard.
What was it?
That was Miss Barton, and she's talking to Miss Pomeroy, and she was telling her she seen the oldest Blevins girl having her hair bleached out at the beauty shop.
Beauty shop?
Yeah, you know, the one that just opened up next door to the drugstore there, where that little candy store used to be.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Parisienne's Beauty Saloon or something it's called, run by some woman named Von LaFrance.
How do you know so much about it?
I just heard it on the party line.
Oh.
Doggy, that sure is good news, ain't it?
Well, why should opening up a beauty shop be such good news to me?
Well, didn't you hear what I said? One of the Blevins girls got her hair bleached out there.
I heard that.
Well, you can do the same thing.
Huh?
That solves everything for you. Now you can go to the dance.
Now, wait just a minute. I ain't going to no beauty shop. I can tell you that right here and now.
Yeah, but look.
I ain't a-going. I've never set foot in no beauty shop in my life, and I don't aim to start now. What are you trying to do, make me a sure enough laughing stock?
Well, you could sort of sneak in there and not let nobody see you.
You can't sneak in a beauty shop, especially a man can't.
Oh?
Well, that's nothing but a meeting place for the women folks. They sit there all day long with their heads stuck in some electric gadget and gossip.
Yeah, I reckon you're right. I forgot about that. Well, why couldn't you make an appointment with Miss France to bleach your hair at night after everything's closed up?
Well, I don't know.
Nobody'd see you that way. That's a good idea, Lum. Call her up right now.
No, I'd have to think that over first.
Well, Lum, I hate to see you miss out on that dance now. You can't do that.
Wait a minute. How do you know the ring there?
It's the same ring that the candy store had.
Be careful what you say,
Harriet. I'll be careful about it.
I think this is a mystery.
Wait a minute. Mom? Oh, good afternoon. Is this Miss France? Well, I want to make an appointment for a friend of mine. Why, a hair bleach job.
Oh, that sounds awful.
Why, her name is L. Eddard.
Her name?
No, not Ella. L. Eddard. Lum. It's not a he. It's not a her. It's a he.
Oh, this is the worst day I've ever lived.
Well, see, he's kind of embarrassed about this whole thing, so he wondered if you could take him after you closed up down there, say about 8:30 tonight.
Oh, why did I let him do this?
Yeah, he'll more likely slip in the back door.
Uh-oh.
Yes, yeah, well, Aunt Miss France, please don't mention this to nobody.
Oh, me.
No, Mom. Yeah, well, much obliged. Yeah, goodbye. Well, there you are. All fixed up, Mom. 8:30 tonight, back door.
Grannies, this is embarrassing.
But one more thing, Lum.
What's that?
Miss France said, well, she said to be sure and bring your own hairnet and bobby pin.